every thought, over every word. May my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. She be more to me than any earthly thing. Lord, won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. Lord, won't you reign?
Sing this verse one more time.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord, oh, all I am. Oh, won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord, oh, all I am. Lord, won't you reign in me again? Lord, won't you reign in me again.
Can we just give a clap offering of praise? Glory, hallelujah. God, you are worthy this morning. Amen. And if we would at this point, let's greet one another. Tell them welcome here. Amen. Glory.
So love you so much, and then the hula.
Welcome, everybody. How are you? Good to see you here this morning. Welcome to Pathway of Hope. If this is your first time here with us today, there's a communication card in your worship guide. You can fill this out with your information. That'd be great. Or if we don't have your information yet, or if your information has changed recently, if you've moved, Kempers, or if you have a new email address or anything like that, any information we don't have about you, put it on a communication card and place it in the offering plate when it comes by at the end of the service. That'd be great. We just want to get a little bit of information about you. Want to let you know how much we appreciate you being here with us this morning. In your worship guide also is a Pathway Happenings sheet. I want to run through a couple things with you. We've got some women's Bible studies going on during the week. It's not too late to get plugged into those. You can talk to Karen Kelly after the service. Right now she's back working with the kids, but she'll be in here after service. You can go talk to her about joining one of those women's Bible studies. Also, we've got the Women of Faith Conference coming up in October for you ladies. We want you guys plugged in and involved and go into this. It's going to be a great time of spiritual growth and renewal, and it's always spectacular. My wife has been to one or two of those, and she says it's terrific. Also, we have a hula opportunity for you guys, women with daughters. We're doing a, now, let me see if I can pronounce this right, Nawahini Oke Aloha. The Women of Love. It's a four-week summer hula class for women and children ages 4 and up, starting in August. So you can look at your worship guide for more information on that. Also, we've got a men's breakfast for you guys.
Yeah.
This next Saturday, we are moving the men's breakfast. Do you hear me? It's not at Coco's. It is at Bash's, right around the corner up here, out on their patio. Much closer, much cheaper. Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah. And so we're going to meet out there on the patio. You got all kinds of choices there for breakfast. They got breakfast burritos. They got donuts. They got coffee. They got soda. They got all kinds of stuff. So you can be there next Saturday morning at 7:30 is when that is. Also, we have a box over here by the exit door marked donations. We have an ongoing thing. Every Sunday, you can make donations to the Catalina Food Bank. You can donate non-perishable food. You can donate clothing, anything like that. Lori Rupert, right there with her hand raised, is in charge of that, and she takes the box every Sunday and takes the donations over to the food bank. So I just want to make you guys aware of that. If you're looking for a way to give towards our community, that's a very easy way to do so. And also, if you're looking to serve in our church, we always need help in our children's ministries. Amen. So I want you guys to be aware. You know, if you're looking for a place to serve, serve in our children's ministries. Our kids need you. We have an awesome children's pastor and Pastor Janet sitting right back there.
Amen.
And we want you guys helping out. So make sure you read through the rest of your worship guide also. There's a lot of good information in here. I don't have time to cover it all this morning, but we want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved. So make sure you read through that. Thank you.
Forever in your power.
lift my hands, I lift my heart, I lift my voice towards the heavens, for you.
One pair of hands calmed the raging storm.
Thank you, Hula team. That was amazing. Our Hula ministry is so great. They are performing now at rest homes and things like that at least a couple times a month, if not more. And they're spending a lot of time on this ministry, and they are just incredible. Great outreach for our church to our community. We're now going to enter into our ministry of prayer that we've been doing every week. Our prayer teams would come forward. I'll give you guys the opportunity before God speaks to us today through the message. I want to give you guys the opportunity to just lay down whatever it is that's on your heart this morning, whatever it is that's holding you back from really hearing from God today. You can do that in your chair just by praying silently. You can come up and pray with our prayer teams up here, amazing, godly men and women who would love to pray with you and share your burden with you. You can go to the stairs here in front of our cross. We have some kneeling pads there if you want to bow down before the cross and just lay all your junk down at the feet of Jesus. You can sing along with us as we worship and praise Him. However you want to spend this time, get your hearts ready for what God wants to say to you today.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Let's worship together.
Break through all my doubts. Break through. Break through all my fears. Break through. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Break through all my doubts, break through. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Break through all my doubts. Break through all my fears. Break through. You. breakthrough like only you can do. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Break through all my doubts, break through all my fears, break through. Break through all my pain, break through all my guilt and my shame, break through. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again.
We just let the Lord just break through this morning as we worship Him. If there be anything in our way, will we lay it down at the cross?
word that I'm hearing from God right now is repent. There's unconfessed sin in this room that is holding you back. It's holding you back from hearing from God. It's holding you back from being everything that God wants you to be. Confess your sin. Make things right with God. Repent. Don't just confess, but commit to God that you're going to turn around and go the other direction. You're not going to act that way anymore.
Yes, Lord.
You can be the man of God. You can be the woman of God that He wants you to be.
Sing this together. Breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough all my doubts. Breakthrough. Breakthrough all my fears. Breakthrough.
Sing that breakthrough again. Just breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough all my doubts. Breakthrough. Breakthrough all my fears. Breakthrough.
Whatever it may be.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough all my pain. Breakthrough. All my guilt and my shame. Breakthrough. Like only You can do. You are brighter. Darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from You, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger fist by just one touch from You, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Breakthrough, breakthrough all my doubts. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Breakthrough, Lord, I may worship You. Breakthrough, breakthrough all my pain. Breakthrough, all my guilt and my shame. Breakthrough.
Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Let's pray together as the worship team and the prayer teams are seated.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord. You're an amazing God. Thank you so much for showing up today. Lord, we can feel your presence in this room. Speak to us today, Father. Lead us, guide us, direct us. Show us something new today about you, about your nature, about who you are and what you have for us. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is 4th of July weekend. Is there anybody here today who has served in the armed forces in any capacity at all? If you would just raise your hand. Yeah, I see Howard, Frank, yes, Ray. Good. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for your sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you so much. We're in a series on the names of God. And we have this verse that we've been going over before we put it on the screen. Debbie, don't put it on the screen yet. Do you guys know the verse? Acts 2:21. Have you been working on it? One phrase, one sentence is real easy. Let's all say it together. Acts 2:21. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's right. And that is the most important name of God that we could have in our lives, is God as our Savior, right? Yes. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Today, the name of God that I am talking to you about is God as our bread of life. That's the name that I'm touching on today. And if you turn in your Bibles to John chapter 6, the end of that chapter, Jesus spends a lot of time talking about how he is the bread of life. And I want to touch on a few verses there in that passage, starting in verse 48. I'll give you a second to get there. In verse 48, Jesus says this. He's speaking to his disciples, and he says, "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died." That's talking about the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, when Moses brought them out of Egypt. They wandered for 40 years in the desert. And remember, God gave them manna every morning, just this bread that came down out of the sky like dew, and it was there waiting for them every morning so they would have food for that day. And so the Israelites had manna in the desert, yet they still eventually died, even though they were fed. But here is bread that comes down from heaven, like manna did, which a man may eat and not die. Eternal life. Jesus is the bread of life, and if you partake of that bread of life, you can live forever. Not physically. We are all going to die eventually unless Jesus comes back before we do. But we have eternal spiritual life. We can live in heaven forever with God and not experience eternal death, hell. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And that's when Jesus died on the cross. His flesh became the sacrifice that paid the penalty for our sins so that we don't have to pay that penalty ourselves. So Jesus is the bread of life, and we can have eternal life through him. So my question to you today is, how hungry are you? How hungry are you? Are you satisfied with what you've got from God right now? With what you're experiencing from God right now? Is that enough? And I want you to say no. I want you to want more. I want you to be hungry for God. I want you to want more of his bread of life. Experience more of that in your life. That's what I want you to want.
It's like church in America today. It's very sad. It's almost like there's bakeries with no bread. People are out there searching for something. People have holes in their lives that they're trying to fill with something. And a lot of them aren't finding it in the church. And that's sad. It's like there's crumbs in the carpet, and that's all the bread that we have. We have the residuals of the revival from 20 years ago, you know. That's what we have to offer, when what we should be experiencing is the full bread of life right now. Everything God wants to pour into us and give us, the bread that he wants to give us. We need revival, folks. We need the bread of life now. We need hot smoking loaves fresh out of the oven. That's what we need. And God will do that for us. But we've got to be hungry. We've got to want it. And it's not just about religion either. The triumphal entry. You know, Jesus came into Jerusalem on this donkey and all the crowds were shouting, Hosanna, 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 waving palm branches and stuff. Where were the Pharisees during that? The Pharisees were in the temple. They were in the temple having a prayer meeting. They were praying for the Messiah to come. They were so caught up in their religion. They were so caught up in their own thing that they missed what they were praying for. They missed the Messiah who was right outside their door. It's not just about showing up at church on Sunday and doing the whole religious, traditional thing. You got to be hungry for God in every area of your life. You got to spend time with him every day. You got to read his word. You got to talk to him. You got to develop that relationship with God. And when you do that, you're going to have that bread of life. You're going to have that real experience that people are going to look at you and they're going to say, something's different about you, and I want what that is. But you got to be hungry. In Ruth. Remember the story of Ruth? Ruth chapter 1, if you want to turn there in your Bibles, that's in the Old Testament. In Ruth chapter 1, we see that there was a famine in the land. There's this man, and this man named Elimelech, and there was a famine. He lived in Bethlehem, and there was a famine in Israel. There was no bread in Israel. And so what did Elimelech do? He picked up his wife, he picked up his two sons, and he moved to Moab. What does that tell us? There was no bread in God's land. There was no bread in God's house. So this guy picked up his family and he moved to a pagan nation in order to be fed. I think we're seeing a lot of that in the world today. People are hungry for something. Like I said, they have this hole in their lives that they're trying to fill, and there's no bread in God's house to feed them. So they're turning to other religions. They're turning to Jehovah's Witness and Mormon and New Age. They're turning to a cult. They're turning to anything they can find to fill that void in their lives, to fill that hunger that they have, that innate hunger that we all have for something greater than ourselves. And there's no bread in God's house. People are hungry. People are leaving churches or they're not coming to churches because there's no bread. It's just people. It's just people getting together and hugging each other and singing a few songs and reading a few verses and going home. In so many churches in America, God's not showing up. There's no bread in the house. And a lot of it is because we're satisfied with what we have. We're satisfied with what we have of God. The crumbs in the carpet. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Be hungry for more. Fill your belly with the bread of life. Those hot smoking loaves fresh out of the oven. That's what he wants to give us. But we're not hungry. I'm full. I ate a few crumbs. I'm fat. I don't want to be fat. Too many carbs in that bread. No. Want the bread of life. Be hungry for it. And I think that a lot of the problem is we've been eating the crumbs for so long that we're inoculated almost against the real thing. We think that what we have is it, because that's what we've experienced for so long. And we think that what we're experiencing is it, when really it's just crumbs. There is so much more that God wants to give us. So much more. Now, look later in Ruth chapter 1. Look in verse 6. Look at what it says. When, this is Naomi, her husband and her two sons have died in Moab, and when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. So, there was a famine in Israel. People left to go find food somewhere else. Now, the famine is over. There's food in God's house again. There's food in Israel. What happens? Rumors. People start talking. Hey, did you hear what's happening over in Israel? Did you hear they got food again? All right, we can go back. There's food we can eat again. There's bread. So Naomi picked up and moved back to Israel with Ruth. When God starts to move, when God really starts to show up in his church, we're not going to be able to keep enough chairs in this auditorium. It's just going to explode because just rumors, just word of mouth. We don't even have to advertise. It's just word of mouth. People are going to hear what's going on at Pathway, and they're going to show up. They want to know what's going on. When God shows up, rumors are going to start. The word is going to spread like wildfire. We're going to pack this place out. But we need God to show up. It's nothing I do. It's nothing we do other than being hungry. Wanting more of God. And when God shows up, people are going to come. Two things happen when the rumors start. Two things happen when God shows up, when there's bread in God's house. Two things happen. First of all, the prodigals will return. That's the first thing that happens. People that have left the church for one reason or another, either they were offended by something or they just gave up on God, or they decided that this whole thing is just a joke and they don't want any part of it or whatever. The prodigals are going to return because they're going to hear that God is there. God is real. God is working. God is doing something at Pathway. And the prodigals are going to return, just like Naomi did. She had gone to Moab. She came back when there was bread again. The prodigals are going to return. And second of all, the not yet saved are going to come. And I call them not yet saved, because once we get a hold of them, once God gets a hold of them, they're going to be saved. The not yet saved are going to come, just like Ruth, who was a native of Moab. She wasn't Jewish. She wasn't Israelite. She came from Moab with Ruth, with Naomi, and said, your God's going to be my God, and your people are going to be my people. I want a part of what you're experiencing. people are going to show up. The prodigals and the not yet saved. And we're going to pack this place out. Because you're going to be bread in God's house. In John 6, back in John 6, verse 35, a little bit earlier in that chapter, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." How hungry are you? Do you want to experience more of God than what you have? Do you want more of God? Do you want more of God? Because he wants to give you more. He wants to pour himself into you. He wants to do miracles through you. People were healed by the disciples walking around town after Jesus had been taken up to heaven. People were healed by Peter's shadow. That's the God we serve. We can have that kind of power. We can have that kind of authority. But we've never experienced that. We're satisfied with the crumbs in the carpet. I want the loaf. Yeah. God wants to give you so much of himself. And we're distracted sometimes by the things going on around us. The devil's going to throw things at you. He's going to try to distract you with financial worries and burdens, with family issues, relationships, job problems. Got to keep our focus on the bread of life, on what really will sustain us through those things. Bread is a staple, right? Bread is something that you need to survive. And God wants to give you that. He wants to give you everything you need to survive through the situations you're going through. And he wants to fill you with himself so much, to overflowing like we talked about last month. He wants to fill you to overflowing with his spirit. You gotta be hungry. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for being our bread of life, for being everything that we need to survive. Lord, as we've been here today, as we've worshiped you today, as we've bowed down before you, repented of our sin, and as you have given us your presence here this morning, Heavenly Father, that's not enough for me. I need more of you. I need more of you in my life. I need more of you in this church. Because only you can do that. The church will only grow. The church will only reach our world if you show up and you do it. Lord, I'm not satisfied anymore with the crumbs in the carpet. Lord, I want your loaf. I want that hot, steaming loaf of bread fresh out of the oven, Lord. That bread of life. I think there are people here among us today that want the same thing. Lord, you say that whatever we ask for in your name, we will receive it, Lord. So in Jesus' name, I just ask for more of you. Give us more, Father. Amen.
Amen.
We, right now, are going to continue to worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. If the ushers would prepare for that.
Hey, Doug, I got a word I'd like to share.
Andy, yes.
You know, I'm sitting there in the seat listening to what Doug's saying, and my heart's encouraged. It's filled, and I really feel like the Lord's given me a word to share with us. And this isn't just a word spoken over, but this is a word that demands action. And it's a challenge for my heart, and let it challenge yours. And the question is what are you going to do about it? Now, I know that God does the work, but if I'm really hungry, I'm going to set the table. I'm going to get those dishes out. You know, I don't know how many of you have come home starving, and your wife's cooking, and she's working real hard in the kitchen, and you grab the plates because you're like, oh, I want to sit down, I want to eat, I want to get this going. We have to be like that. We have to get up, and we have to help. We have to pull together. We're a family. We are God's children. And there are hurt, and there are lost, and there are dying, and I've said it many times, but there are people out there that need him. God, sanctify our body. We need to be sanctified so that we can move forward and we can walk in freedom and in power of the Holy Spirit and set the table for his feast. And that's the word God gave me, and I want to share that with you. What are we going to do about it? There is something blooming in your hearts that God has planted in each and every one of you. There was something he has given you that is going to bring glory to his name. There was something inside of you waiting to burst out, but I don't know what it is that holds us back, whether it's fear, whether it's being ashamed of something, whatever it is, the Spirit will overcome. We have to let go. We have to release and get on our feet and stand like the Word of God says to do. And after doing all that, stand in the name of Jesus. We have to continue to stand as what he's called us to do. Faith without works is dead. We've said it 100 times. But what does that mean? Faith without works is dead. Does that mean that I do the work of the Spirit? No. That means I allow the Spirit to work through me by standing. And I think God is calling this body to stand. We're not looking to grow into a mega church just for our edification or our glory. We're looking to grow to reach people because God has reached us. Amen? He has reached me where I am undeserving. I fail every day. But if we're going to fall as a body, would we stand up? And if we fall, could we fall forward? If we take 2 steps, so what? We're moving forward. Can we do that? Can we stand right now? As a way of saying, God, I choose to stand. And what Doug's saying, and I choose to eat, I choose to be hungry, but faith without works is dead. We have got to get the desire and the hunger, and we've got to stop feeding ourselves with the things that we know will leave us unsatisfied and empty. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray over the tithes and offerings as we sing our closing song. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for how you provide for us, Lord. I pray your blessing over these tithes and offerings. Provide for your church, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I longs to worship you forever in your power and majesty. I lift my hands, I lift my heart, I lift my voice to
Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You're dismissed.